Supporters mark 9 years since disappearance of Chinese human rights lawyer Gao Jisheng. Supporters of Chinese human rights lawyer Gao Jisheng gathered outside the Chinese consulate in San Francisco on August 13, marking 9 years since his enforced disappearance and demanding that the Chinese Communist Party free him and stop persecuting his family. Gao was a prominent Chinese lawyer. He has been nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize 3 times and is widely known for defending religious freedom in China. Gao first drew widespread attention for defending people persecuted by the CCP, including practitioners of Falun Gong, a spiritual practice based on the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance. The CCP launched a nationwide persecution campaign against Falun Gong in 1999, with practitioners subjected to detention, torture, and forced ideological re-education. In 2005, Gao sent an open letter to China's leaders calling for an end to the torture and inhumane treatment of Falun Gong practitioners. He and his family were subsequently placed under constant police surveillance. Later that year, after Gao issued a second open letter concerning Falun Gong-related legal cases, the regime then shut down his law firm. He was arrested in 2006 and sentenced to 3 years in prison. After his release, Gao continued advocating for religious freedom, representing Falun Gong practitioners and members of China's underground Christian churches. He also authored the books Unwavering Convictions and 2016 Human Rights Report for China and drafted a proposed constitution for a future China. In January 2009, Gao's wife, Gung He, and their 2 children escaped from China with the assistance of underground faith networks. In 2017, Gao was forcibly abducted and imprisoned by the CCP, and his current whereabouts are unknown. The rally calling for Gao's release was jointly organized by the San Francisco branch of the China Democracy Party and the China Democratic Education Foundation. Gung joined Chinese pro-democracy groups and Falun Gong practitioners in calling for information about her husband's whereabouts and physical condition. She said she simply hopes that Gao can be freed and return home. Li Jin, a Falun Gong practitioner and host at Sound of Hope Radio, said Gao had simply done what a lawyer should do, speak for the weak, speak out for people who have been wronged. Li said Gao had investigated the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners, interviewed practitioners, and spoken publicly on their behalf when they were being persecuted and portrayed negatively by CCP propaganda. 9 years have passed, but our questioning will not disappear, our memories will not disappear, and our demand for the truth will certainly not disappear, Li said. Chen Chuangchuang, a practicing attorney in the United States and a member of the China Democracy Party, said that Gao's Christian faith was closely connected to his long-standing commitment to defending vulnerable people. Chen said that more people need to know about Gao's resistance to the CCP's oppression. Lin Ruoshui contributed to this report.